This November's presidential election may turn out to be the closest since 1960. We know that for one reason. The opinion polls tell us so. Despite politicians and voters who say they don't trust polls, surveys have become an integral part of American elections. But especially in a close race like this, subtle differences in how polls are conducted can lead to seemingly contradictory results. Right now, some show George W. Bush ahead, others give the lead to Al Gore. NPR's Andy Bowers reports on why this happens.
While opinion polling is part science, with complicated statistical models and sophisticated computer analysis, there's also an art to it. The people who run surveys have to figure out ways to measure something ephemeral, human thought, and how it leads to human action, such as voting. Take this example from a poll conducted during the 1992 presidential race.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way George Bush is handling his job as president?
No, I don't disapprove.
Okay, so you're saying you approve or...
Yeah.
Okay.
Human thinking can be harder to map than the human genome. For example, people sometimes give different answers depending on the order of the questions or even the race of the questioner. One big variation among polls is whether they survey all registered voters or try to figure out who is actually going to vote, so-called likely voters. Andy Kohut directs the Pew Research Center.
Typically, likely voters are somewhat more Republican than all voters, and therefore, by and large, the likely voter results would be a little more Republican or favor George W. Bush a little more than Al Gore.
But just who is a likely voter? Kathy Frankovic, director of surveys at CBS News, says every pollster has a slightly different method of determining the answer.
Sometimes it's as simple as asking people how likely it is that they're going to go to the polling place and vote on election day.
But people often say they'll vote and then don't. So Frankovic and other major pollsters use more complicated formulas. Again, pollster Andy Kohut.
We ask them about their past voting experience. Did they vote in 96? How often they vote? We ask them a quiz question. They know where to go to vote, how closely they're following the campaign. And we'll put together all of the answers in a composite and rank people given the correlation between these questions and voting behavior.
And since many pollsters use somewhat different formulas, that can lead to slightly different results. Another factor that can have a big impact on poll results is the order in which questions are asked. Susan Pincus, director of the Los Angeles Times poll, says she puts the question, "For whom would you vote if the election were held today?" right up front.
What we try to do is not taint the horse race question. So basically, that is the first question that I ask in the survey, so that any other questions, any order effect is not there.
Order effect is when a previous question puts some information in the respondent's mind that might change the later answers. For example, while Pincus asked the horse race question first, a bipartisan poll called the Battleground had until recently put that question after others, including what the voter thought of Bill Clinton as a person. Some Democrats complained that reminder of Clinton's misdeeds accounted for a slightly higher Bush showing in the Battleground poll. Kathy Frankovic of CBS says many other factors can also affect the numbers put out by different pollsters.
It has to do with how persistent they are in contacting the telephone numbers that have become part of their sample. It has to do with what days they choose to interview on, because there are people who may be home on weekends who aren't available in the evenings, and vice versa.
Andy Kohut also says instant polls, those taken right after big events like the upcoming debates, can often be misleading.
These are accurate, but they're only accurate for the moment. It's the equivalent of taking your blood pressure after you've run 5 miles. Well, it's a good measure of your blood pressure at that moment, but probably not a good indicator of what it generally is.
The closeness of this year's campaign is also making it harder for pollsters, as a large number of voters apparently haven't made up their minds. Kathy Frankovic puts it this way: because pollsters express their findings in numbers, it gives them the illusion of precision. However, she says while polling isn't exactly a blunt instrument, it isn't a scalpel either. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.